Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Gwynn past Topgolf.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this Thursday, June 18th. Glad you're with us today. We'll be headed over to Hot Springs to start our tour of 500 years of Arkansas restaurants. We start with the Ohio Club today right there on Central. If you want to come by and say hello, we'll look forward to visiting with Sadiq and his wife, Jeannie. They own that. And then, Roger, we got to figure out where we go next.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out if we're going to be. Yeah, that's right. We're going to try to figure out if we're going to be at the Lions Den tomorrow. We're still working on the technical issues of that. But in studio with us, always good to see Cliff and Susan. Susan is a regular on with Justin and Phil. What days?
On Tuesday at noon.
Yeah, you've become a radio person. How about that?
I love it so much. Yeah. I really do. It was kind of intimidating at first. Yeah. You know, hanging with sports talk and
even though you're on the mic all the time. It's just like we had the pastors for our clergy bowl. You get in front of and preach in front of thousands. Uh-huh. You do something outside of your, you know, comfort zone. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
That has nothing to it, right?
Well, and I just think it just... The amount, if I actually knew how many people were listening, I think I would probably be a little bit more nervous. It's just about like being able to find, plus especially on like a sports talk radio show. Yeah. I mean, I played sports in high school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, what I was a baller.
Basketball. Okay.
Yeah.
What school?
I went to a small school, Magnet Cove High School.
Well, of course we know where Magnet Cove is.
Panther pride runs deep, baby.
All right. Were you pretty good?
Yes, I was. I was pretty good. I mean, it was a small school, so you could do. I did start. I think I started at least 10th and 11th, 12th. I think I started my 9th grade.
Do you have a nickname?
Sue Babe.
Sue Babe.
Number 24.
Right. Sue Babe now.
I got Sue Babe.
It's going to be Sue Babe from now
on.
Number
24 was my number.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a good segment. You know, it gives you guys a chance to, or you a chance to tell what's going on from y'all's perspective and promote y'all as well, because you guys are super busy.
Yeah.
Last time I saw them, Roger, I was at, that was that full day. We did the bathtub races that day. Remember that morning? Came back and we did Justin Moore's concert with Tyler Kinch and Justin's daughter over at Magic Springs. And then we came and saw you, Don Grisham, myself, and I can't remember, Joey Gonzalez. And then, of course, you know, you can't come and see Cliff and Susan at Oakland without seeing who, Roger?
But Bill and Doris Lawrence. I expected them to come in here and dance.
82 years old. He's right there in front of the stage. You guys put on a great show. Always do over at Oaklawn. We always talk about Roger's residency every Thursday night, which will be there tonight at Mainline Sports Bar. And y'all have a residency. It's not every week or every month, but during racing season it is. But y'all have a little bit of a break, and so now... You won't be back until September, right?
September, we've got our show, and it'll be our full band. So when we come back during the off-season, you know, shows, we like to bring our full band to have something a little bit different. Oh, wow. And we can. You know, it's hard to have our full band, almost impossible, when we have the racing season because there's always a band after us. So we got to do our duo show, get off, you know, get on stage and break down for the next band. So
we
get to bring our full band. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish we were 4-8. 9-1, we're not used to it.
But. Well, the biggest compliment, for you guys is, you know, Roger, you know, when you look out there, you see people getting on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what age. You guys have them out there. And I know Wayne Smith. You know, we love working with Wayne and Chris. It's great. It's a great institution.
Oh, yeah.
So, but y'all have so much more going on. What else is happening?
Well, you know, I guess our biggest thing right now is we're really pushing hard on our original music. We've been together for 10 years and releasing original music for about 3 or 4 years. So it took us a while to make sure we found our sound as an original artist duo. And so we've had a lot of momentum going on at the Arkansas Country Music Awards.
Yeah, you keep winning. Keep winning. What'd you win this year?
We won Arkansas Country Music Awards Entertainer of the Year and Vocal Duo Group of the Year.
Wow. is that 2 years in a row or 3 years?
That is 2 years in a row. We're just so blessed and excited about I always say, and I liken everything to like sports a little bit when it comes to the competition is there in the community, but we all rise together as a result of the healthy competition in the state. And what's coming out of Arkansas right now is really great country music because we have so much talent. So I love what the award show has done for just the community in general. So it's an honor, absolutely. And every year, you never know what's going to happen, but we had a big one this year.
I saw Kevin and Sharon Lamb last night, and I didn't realize that the Kelsey, I just don't keep up with the music scene as much. Kelsey Lamb, I want to give her credit for the 2026 Female Vocalist of the Year.
Yeah, she's so fantastic.
Yeah, she's a great person. And I heard that Garth Brooks came in to just see y'all. Yeah. It's your trophy. Yeah. Is that right? Sure, is that right, Cliff? Is that how much of a shock was that?
That was crazy. So I was playing with the house band again this year, and I played with them last year. And I was going backstage to get something out of the green room because, you know, sometimes the house band takes a little bit of a leave. There might be someone doing a trio that we don't have to back up. So in the hallway, they were locking everything down. And there was one girl. She's like, "Hey, you can't be back here. We're gonna shut down this hallway real quick." Mm-hmm. I was like, "I can't be back here," because she didn't know I was in the house band.
Yeah, right.
And so I was like, "All right." And I went to the end of the hallway because they couldn't really. They were just locking down one door, and he was coming in from the back from his bus. And I had no idea. I was like, "Well, who is it?
Did you see? Could you see? Wait a minute."
Yeah, no.
You knew immediately. Okay.
Well,
once he walked
Skaggs.
In,
they were already
Skaggs
there.
Was already
they were already there.
There.
That's right.
We were walking around Ricky Skaggs and talking to him. I was like, "Well, Ricky's been walking." I said, "Who is it?" And they're like, "We can't tell you. We can't tell you."
And here
like,
comes.
All right. And so everybody moves around. But then I see some of the band members in the house band at the end of the hallway, and Garth Brooks walks in. I was like, "Well, I'm in the house, man. I'm going to go down there." So I was like, "I'm not going to be left out of that." So, he was extremely gracious, very kind to take everybody, you know, take pictures, shake hands. Even, you know, back after the show, stood beside his bus and greeted people as they walked out.
Like a lot of VIP. He got down on their level. He bent down, got on one knee, and just bit, like eye to eye, talked to every kid in that.
Well, that's awesome. And he came in to honor a guy that we had never heard of. Apparently, that guy had a heck of a career.
Alan Reynolds. Garth Brooks had a very heartfelt and very nice, emotional speech for Alan, and basically was like, you know, I wouldn't be anywhere without him.
And I did want to mention, too, Tyler Kench, who's a good buddy of ours, opens for Justin a lot. He won again.
Song of the year.
Yes, we were very excited.
Like you said, it's encouraging for you guys to be recognized here in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. You know, Justin was saying, "Hey, they didn't have that when I was coming up."
Yeah.
You know,
It is. It's a great thing. And I shout out to Nathan Honeycutt and Charles Hames, who keep that going every year. And they improve every year. And I can't say enough great things about having that kind of, like, you know, stake in the ground in the calendar. The 1st of June, everybody's like, "Got to get you," because you have eligibility. And it's like, it's just fun to be like, "I got to get my songs in. And we're working on our next album for this fall." And, you know, there's a lot of things to move forward for.
Two things we got to do. We've got to play. Well, I want to hear your new single. Okay. And then next week, what's going on next week? The festival.
Yeah. So, well, tonight we've got.
Oh, that's right. Tonight. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Before we get to next week.
Can't think past tonight.
Right.
So tonight we have our full band. We're going to play our song, our brand new song with our full band. We've got that steel guitar player and all that. You saw the steel guitar.
You bet.
That's at Sticky's. We're playing a show tonight at Sticky's. It starts at 7:30.
2-hour show.
Couple hours of mostly original. Some covers. So you can come see us tonight, and that we would love that tonight on Thursday.
By the way, let's on that real quick. As a band who spends to get people moving, you play a ton of covers.
Yeah.
How nice is it to play a show where the majority of it is your stuff? Yeah. Is it weird because some people are not going to know it, or do you don't care? It doesn't matter. You get to play your own stuff.
In my DNA, it's that piano bar, get people going, play songs they know and love, and I can move the crowd with that because they're familiar. But it's been in my mindset shift.
Well, I will say, it's been getting to the point where a lot of people are like, it's nice to hear you. When we hear you start playing covers, we're like, "Can we get back to the original music?"
No, we have a lot of people like, "We can't wait for the all original set." And I'm like, "That's an honor to hear that." You know, like, okay, so our music is starting to really, you know, resonate and get out there.
Yeah, so 7:30 tonight, people can buy tickets at the door, right?
Yeah, or they can go to stickies.com.
Yep.
And they can grab that. And then, so the Arkansas Folk Life Festival is coming next week, and that's something I'm doing.
It's the Folk Life
Festival.
Okay, and what is that?
Rachel Reynolds went, she had a Smithsonian-backed alignment, and she went across the state and did over, like, I think 15 different community events, and let Arkansas tell their story. Folk life is kind of like not just past, but present and future of what makes a region, in this case, Arkansas, special, and letting people from all backgrounds tell who they are, from food, culture, dance, art, all of it, and music, of course. And so that informed the festival. And so I'm the marketing director, and I'm excited about this big, huge Arkansas party about to be thrown on the riverfront in North Little Rock, June 26th through the 28th.
And you just got through doing the
Pulaski Fair.
I mean, how many different hats do you want to wear?
Well, you know? I get involved a lot over in North Little Rock.
I'm sure they're appreciative of that.
Yeah, and then Willie D's.
I drove by the other day. For those that hadn't heard, y'all are moving from River Market to Argenta, and that brand new facility right next to the Simmons Bank Arena. Great vision of our friend who came up with that idea of doing that right next to the new event center.
Greg Napoles,
great guy. What a vision. That's going to be great. Everybody's so excited about that, I'm sure. Yeah. Hotel, too.
We're very excited on the location. Couldn't be better on that for us, and we're excited about that move. Really coming along. We're opening in October, hopefully. We're shooting for that, and so we'll still be here, hopefully, when we open. Of course, we leave in November for our St. Martin contract.
Yeah.
So
we're hoping to be here for the grand opening.
What is that? What is this?
So we go to the Red Piano, and we're actually part owners in the Red Piano down on the island of St. Martin.
Well, I didn't know. Roger, did you know about the Red Piano?
I did not. We've
been doing it for, I've been going for 16 years. Cliff and I have been together for 10 years. I've been going down there. But we just, I invested with some partners last year to be part owner. But we go every November, and it's a piano bar. Cliff and I do our show at the piano bar, and we also go to Santa Barbara to the other Red Piano next month. So we've got a couple of residencies outside of the state. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it's rooted in that piano bar show.
I'm addicted to
I love the interaction and just taking the crowd on a journey and having fun and playing songs. And it's a lot of fun.
You guys are super talented. You just joined the show. We're visiting with Cliff and Susan, and we have really talented people in this state. You two are both talented. The guy to my left is as talented as anybody in the country. You've heard Christian. Okay. Now you've been listening.
We were talking.
Christian
off
is
air.
We call him the singing producer.
Yeah. Where was that when he was with Justin?
Justin kept him down.
He was a peacock. They wouldn't let him fly.
So let's listen to Christian. Do you have the song? Do you have the new single?
I do. Let me see if I can pot it up.
If we can play that in here, we'll give you a little love for this song.
Yeah, it's called "Between the Whiskey and Rain." Cliff wrote this one.
All right,
we produced it with co-produced with Colt Caperoon in Nashville. Okay. And Lester Estelle is the drummer on this. He's Kelly Clarkson's drummer.
Okay.
And then Smith Curry, who's played on everything from Taylor Swift to Randy Travis, he's on steel guitar on this one. And then the rest is us.
All right. Let's. Do we have it?
Is it? The gravel fly, this time I think she's gone. Ripped out the drive, flipped a finger, cussed a couple words. I know by now that she's out at her sister's place, saying all them things that she couldn't think to say to my face. And I had about a million things I could have said to you. Yeah, but instead I drowned those thoughts out with some 80 proof. Them damn old memories gonna kill me someday anyhow. Bartender says, don't worry, man, this one is on the house. So let it pour like a storm on a summer day, and you can find me somewhere between the whiskey and rain. I don't know what went wrong, don't know what caused the fight. We've been through this before, it just hit different this time. I know I couldn't stop her, hell, I didn't even try. So I just watched her slam the door and drive out of my life. And I had about a million things I could have said to you. Yeah, but instead I drowned those thoughts out with some 80 proof. Them damn old memories gonna kill me someday anyhow. Bartender says, don't worry, man, this one is on the house. So let it pour like a storm on a summer day, and you can find me somewhere between the whiskey.
day or two, I thought about it some, and there just ain't a damn thing that I could have done. Now all that's left of her is what I've got left inside. Some sad lines, some tire marks she left in the drive. And I had about a million things I could have said to you. Yeah, but instead I drowned those thoughts out with some idiot proof. Them damn old memories gonna kill me someday.
Is this the first time it's been played on radio?
It's the second time.
Awesome time.
I didn't expect y'all to play the whole thing.
No, I didn't. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
We're all artists here.
I expected a little snippet.
If it wasn't good, we would have cut it off.
I figure that.
Well, you
got lost in it.
One of the interesting things about having Justin Moore on the show was, you know, this is the fifth year we've had Justin. And so much respect. You know, for anybody that can have written 14, have sung 14 number ones.
I know.
And so we understand how much time and effort and heart and soul goes into writing your own music and doing it. So that's very exciting. Happy for you guys.
You know, we were talking about this on the way. It's like the hardest thing is just to get people to listen to your song that you've worked so hard on.
You bet. Yeah. So, what's the website? I know, is it Susan Erman? Is that the old one? Or
we haven't migrated everything, but if you go to cliffandsusan.live, it heads to that
one. Surely y'all have done that.
We're working on a big major migration over into our own. But yeah, if you go to cliffandsusan.live, it lands on susanerman.com because it's my old one and we just kind of kept it. So it's about time we move it over.
We consider now, since we have, of course, Roger, Justin Moore, and the singing producer, Christian Weaver, we are the best singing show in America.
Well, do we not need to do a show?
I guarantee you, I can put those three. Now, let me say, Justin can carry a tune. Justin Eckert can carry a tune. He's not in this league, though.
He's not.
I think he can carry a tune. Can he, Raj?
I've heard him sing.
He's carried a tune in karaoke. I've heard him before. He's not on the level of Roger and.
You got to listen. Don't even compare me to these people.
I heard you sing with Justin.
He's like in single A or in double A.
I'm more of a whispering Bill Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah. No, listen. I don't know if you. So when Justin performed at Simmons Bank Arena, Roger.
I saw it.
So Roger got. And, you know, not only did Roger sing, let me tell you, when he did one of these, when he turns to the side and puts the arm out forward. And like the hat there, and like, whoa, that's a turn.
A showman.
Yeah, that's right.
Roger, if you had to get up there and if you had to sing with them, what would be the song? Okay, let's sing this song.
To me, it's Whiskey and Rain.
Come on to Sticky's tonight.
Roger is a old music lover.
I like classic country western. I'm not big. I'm not big on the new stuff. I don't know the new stuff. I don't know Morgan Wallen or any of her songs. I couldn't pick them out.
I'll tell you a great addition to our show, which thanks to Justin Moore for thinking of doing it and reaching out to him, is Joe Nichols. Boy, you talk about a talented dude.
Yes.
And really can sing the old classics, too.
He's got a peace bond? What do you call it? The restraining.
Oh, Roger's got a bromance going.
The dude's got it going on.
Yeah, you guys rocked it for us at the tailgate party.
Yeah, that's right. We were so excited. Well, let's do that again this year.
I think we should. Of course, we're not in Little Rock. That's what I forget that we don't play in Little Rock. But Roger, let's play a clip. Let's play a clip just to, you know,
since we've heard this.
I want to hear some Christian and Roger.
Yes,
I want them to hear. I want Cliff
Christian,
and Susan.
Pull up your Christian song.
I want Cliff and Susan to hear this.
I think a lot of my stuff may have got lost in the show.
Oh, stop it.
No, he's not kidding.
What?
He's not kidding.
Look, I think we should hold some kind of event where we all throw a band together and we all just sing.
Can I tell you? I love it. Either we do it Little Rock, do it Hot Springs, we do it Oklahoma, or we do it here. I'm game. I'm telling you. We could do it. Listen, we used to do Christmas karaoke, and it was fun. We had everybody come in.
We need to rope Jocko into it.
I love Jocko. Jocko's one of my buddies,
absolutely.
And I have a lot of respect. You guys are doing it, too. And he does a little bit different kind of thing than what you do. Mm. It is a grind to go out there and do what he does and himself.
Yeah.
You know, it is much respect. You know, his brother, I saw his brother performing up with Jason Campbell up in Northwest Arkansas last week. But, yeah, my hat's off to all you folks that are out there grinding.
He said his hat's off.
Yeah, the hats.
Well, it's a blessing to be able to do what you love for a living.
Yeah.
But it requires the grind. And, I mean, in the music industry, especially as an independent artist, you really have to go play those live shows to survive.
Yeah.
Which is really a great way to build your fan base.
So. Yeah.
I was just saying you were doing it by yourself for years and years before.
I'll tell you, I've been doing it over 20 years.
Would you say you cut your teeth where you really flexed for the first time when you're doing the piano stuff?
The piano bar is how I learned to perform.
It trained you to perform. It's just like Elvis back in the old Hayride days.
Mm-hmm.
You go down there and you take these tours to the high school. That's right. You see what works and what doesn't work.
Well, piano bars have always been fun because you interact with the crowd.
Yeah.
The crowd wants to sing along. And so it was karaoke before karaoke.
Exactly. And you have to play all the songs people know and love.
Yes.
And that's the best masterclass in hit songwriting. I mean, why does Sweet Home Alabama, that first lick, always get people to go, woo?
It just does.
Like, you think about what really informs a good song.
Yeah. Roger, before you play that real quick, I would just mention a couple of messages. And here's Nick, says, Big Mayhem and Cliff and Susan fan here. Said their song is going to be number one. Cliff and Susan are amazing people. They both are great artists. I discovered them by accident, actually hooked there on the internet. Going to say that just great people. Can't wait to hear more. Here's more of That's Great Music. Copy that, on and on and on. So anyway, a lot of great stuff.
Thank you so much.
I just say that's great when you get that kind of feedback.
Absolutely.
So,
we really appreciate it.
All right, this is an opening act for you.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload.
Woo! Woo! I like that vibrato.
I hear you singing in the wire.
Oh, yeah, get him up.
I can hear you through the wine and the wish it's all lineman.
Acapella.
Is still on the line.
Yes, now listen, that what prayer.
How about that? He did that live on the show. I put him on the spot, and that's what we do.
That's exactly right.
Good job, Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, he does so well.
Yeah.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live?
That's really good. I did that one on the zone.
That was terrible because the music screwed you up.
I was trying to impersonate Michael Bolton.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough to find.
Yeah, well, we enjoy, music is a part of, all of our shows, but we especially, we do it, because Roger can sing, as we mentioned. And having Justin and now having Christian.
We're shower singers.
I love the idea of maybe getting together and doing something.
For real.
Yeah, no, we could do a whole night of music and comedy. Mix it together.
You bet.
Roger and I doing Oh What a Beautiful Morning.
I heard that one.
Let's hear this one.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's horn.
Show
to you. And it looks as though it's climbing up to the sky.
Everybody!
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Ah, about that.
I think that needs to be the opening.
Everything's going my way.
Look, that needs to be every morning. You need to kick off the show with that. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
You know what we did? That was, they were just saying that we were doing some post work on the show, and they started doing that. So I filmed with my camera.
Yeah.
They got 25,000 or 40,000.
I saw that.
So I was going to mention, too, are you doing other things, the other part of your business, Cliff, that you want to mention? I was thinking, besides, I didn't know if you had another part of your business that you guys do.
He produces.
That's what I'm saying.
The production company. So Big Red Dog Productions, we are a studio, recording studio. Right now, of course, we've been working on our next album coming out.
Right.
But, we do a lot of work for clients around the state. A lot of fly-in tracks. A lot of people will call me to do fiddle and guitar tracks or, you know, whatever they need.
Cliff
so.
Plays over 10 instruments.
Is that right? Wow.
I saw, did you I show off? Video. No, no. That's the most
that's remarkable.
Thing
that's
to
very
me
impressive.
And well. And well.
Oh, they call you the prince
piano,
of
the piano, the violin, the guitar, everything.
The prince of Arkansas? That's what you are?
No.
He did play. He did get up and sing at the Prince tribute last week. I was actually at Red Rocks I had first time to go to Colorado Red Rocks, and he sends me this video. Actually, Jesse of Wodakota sent me a video of him on stage singing in the high voice for Prince.
How about that?
It was pretty incredible. And so he actually did go out there and sing some Prince.
Nice. Well, you know, much respect for all you folks that are in the music business here. You know, Zach Dunlap, you know, what name of his company?
Jetway.
So he's working with Justin's daughter, Klein, who opened for Justin with their little band. And anywhere where you're teaching kids, I just think, or making the music culture in Arkansas better is great.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I feel like it's a moral duty when you learn something in life to turn around and help others. Because at some point I was trained, and there's not really a school for what we do. Like, you gotta just have to find mentors and figure it out. And so we have a passion for helping others, and we have some young artists like Emma Miller.
That's what I was about to mention.
Yeah, she wrote a song. She's only 12 years old. Cliff produced
that?
It.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How about that?
We met a lot. Like Presley Shipp, she just won Young Artist of the Year.
Oh, you know who that is, Roger?
Yeah.
Yes, I know who that is.
Michael Shipp's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of great young talent. We love to give them that extra, like, love to show them, hey, you can do this. Yeah. You just got to find people who've done it and help, that will help you.
And, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we also have our Entertainers Academy where we help a lot of artists, not just young artists, but artists of every age.
I was thinking I'd read that. That part of that component of your work.
In fact,
too.
In a couple of weeks, we're hosting a free 5-day challenge and people can join us, and it's artists. They just learn how to find gigs, how to reach out, what you need marketing-wise to get the gig, and then how to do the gig, and like the show pacing and what we do to
science
be a good entertainer, and then the equipment they need. So if they head to entertainersacademy.com, they can join us. It's free. There is a paid option, but there's a free option there.
Well, continued success. Great
Absolutely.
To see you guys.
Yeah.
So happy for y'all.
Thank
you know, making
you.
Your, and you look like you've. I don't know if you're trying to excel in modeling or music. I don't know.
Well, if I put my makeup on, it's early for me. But thank you. I'm trying to age backwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, listen. Hope tonight goes great at Stickies. 7:30 here. It's 7 or 7:30.
It's 7:30.
Yeah,
doors 7:30. Open at 6:30 tonight.
So you got it covered here. Roger's over in Hot Springs at Mainline. So you both have the middle of the state covered tonight.
Yeah. That's
and good luck next week with the festival
thank
and all things.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And congrats on the new single.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, and Fathers, it's Happy Father's Day. We will be playing over at Southern Tail Brewing from 11 to 3 on Sunday. So bring the fathers and the kiddos. It's a family event. So
there you go.
On Sunday, yeah.
Awesome. All right, Cliff and Susan, everybody. We'll come back. We'll visit with Melinda Mayo.
All right, Dan. It's his birthday.
That's right. Blake Shelton's birthday. How old is Blake Shelton? You see it? 50.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he was a little bit older than that. So, young guy. All right, don't go away. It's 8:34.
For the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
The College World Series is set as North Carolina beat West Virginia 12-7 to advance to the final for the third time in their program history. They were runners-up in 2006 and 2007. Oklahoma also advanced as they beat Georgia 11-4. This is their second College World Series final appearance, the last one happening just back in 2022 where they fell to Ole Miss. Game one of the final will be on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Arkansas baseball landed another transfer pitcher in Cal Baptist, Michael Malky. Malky is the reigning WAC Pitcher of the Year with a 3.12 ERA, 111 strikeouts, 37 walks, and 77 innings of work. He is draft eligible, so it's possible he could be drafted in the next few weeks. And the Arkansas Travelers will take on the Frisco Rough Riders tonight at 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy today, still hot and humid. There is a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. We'll have a high of 91. Tonight, rain chance picks up. 30% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms overnight as a front moves through. We'll drop down to 70 overnight. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RECESS.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Very nice. Ba 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 na 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 na. Tomorrow we'll have our Hawks Home movie review.
Number one in 1977 was this song.
How about that? I love this song.
How many words do you know?
Zero. You know what, though? I ran into this song
great
back in the day.
Song. Great, you got to book it.
Yeah, we had a, this was a great workout, so it still is.
Yep. Legs. Right. You do legs, you're back.
Yeah, we are running behind here. Oh, we visit with Cliff and Susan. Let's bring in our friend Melinda Mayo, please.
Excuse me,
not that she's in any hurry.
Yeah, Bill Conte.
We got to change this, too. We'll change this.
No, Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem. Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning, guys. I so enjoyed that conversation with Cliff and Susan. And I recently made my very first trip to Pop Lounge. Back when I stayed at Oblon with Wayne Smith's invitation. I said, I got to go by and see Cliff and Susan. And I didn't realize what a rockin' club scene Pop Lounge is. I thought it was going to be, you know, the dueling piano kind of look sort of small club thing. It is not. It was back. Dance floor was full all night long.
Yeah, you know, Roger is Roger is at the venue Mainline Sports Bar. Which
I'm there
is the,
once a month. It pops.
Yeah, about doing comedy. Mm-hmm. And Mainline was the place for the trivia location of the year.
Yeah, it was. Sure.
And then I'm sure Pop Slash, you're right. And I tell you, Bill and Doris Lawrence, you know them, Linda. They are the resident dancers.
Living the dream.
There. And, Cliff and Susan are great people. Have you been? Have you? What have you been up to? You enjoying retirement life?
Let me tell you, when that alarm goes off, Mark's alarm goes off about 6:30 to 7, and I say, turn it off. And I just roll over and have that little smile on my face. So I definitely, the main thing I wanted to do was start getting better rest. And so I'm definitely doing that. But working on social media quite a bit, and maybe got a couple other things I could talk about in the weeks ahead. Something new I may be doing.
Talk to us about the weather. I know it's, I think it looks a little overcast today, Roger. I don't know if you're getting.
It was sprinkling when I lived here yesterday. What was up with that, Melinda?
I know hurricane season is here. What do we need to do with weather wise?
Yeah, first of all, we've got the heat and humidity back. We had a couple pretty comfortable days out there earlier this week, but it's getting hot and humid again. And we do have lots of rain chances ahead over the next 5, 6, 7 days. Now, it's off and on. I don't think it's an all-day rain any day, but we are getting those chances of showers. Today, it's going to get up to about 90 degrees. So we've got a 30% chance of showers and storms today. I think that's going to focus North Arkansas as a front comes in. I know you guys said you're driving over to Hot Springs today, so it would just be a brief shower. But actually, the better rain chances come in tomorrow. I think we've got a pretty decent chance in the morning, Friday morning, of some rain later on in the day, too, and then again on Monday. So it is a little bit wetter than normal pattern for us, at least for this time of year.
Yeah, Roger, you know, this time of the year is when they announced. Have they put out the hurricane names yet, the first 6 or 10?
Oh, yeah. We've got the list, and we've actually just had our 8th storm. It didn't last very long, but we just had Tropical Storm Arthur that moved into Texas. It's already inland now, but it is going to spread a lot of rain, mostly south and east of us, Texas, Louisiana, through Mississippi. But yeah, we've got the names. You know, the name list comes back every 6 years. So we know what the names are going to be 6, 7, 10 years that. From now.
I didn't know it was every 6 years. I thought it was every year. I had no idea.
So what are the you got author? What else you got besides that? Any interesting names?
Yeah, so well, we just had Arthur. So Bertha is next.
Bertha.
Bertha would be next. So hopefully she'll be a big one because you just think Bertha, you know. But then next for the seas, we would have, I think we pronounce it Cristobal. Kind of looks like Cristobal.
Right.
But his name would be Cristobal. And then we have Dolly, which will be fun.
Okay.
And then I'm really excited to get to the I because, you know what? I've been doing this over 6 years with you guys because I remember us talking about this name, and like every week we practiced it. It looks like Isaiah, but it's pronounced Esau-ies.
Wait a minute. Yeah. It's pronounced Esau's. Esau, what now?
It's the way you actually spell it, it is I-S-A-I-A-S. So it looks like Isaiah's.
Okay.
But technically, the Hurricane Center says it's Esau-ies. Esau-ies.
You've got to be. What? Who in the world came up with that? We had Bertha. The two names go as Bertha, and you got Esau, or whatever it is. Can you repeat it, Roger?
No, I don't know anything. I didn't even hear
Christian, I think you may have to capture that sound from Melinda, and let's play it a few times for us to be able to go back.
It's Bertha. I mean, listen, I've heard a lot of weird names, and there are a lot of strange names that you go, I didn't know that. That was a biblical name.
But not, that's what that Esau, Esau, like. Esau.
Esau, Esau.
Isn't there a song back in the 70s, Roger, about Bertha Butt? Am I making that up?
There's about a big butt.
There's a big butt.
Bertha Butt Boogie.
Bertha Butt Boogie.
Is it Bertha Butt? I was thinking there might be a
Never
Bertha Butt Boogie.
No.
Who are you rooting for in the College World Series? I presume the SEC team in Oklahoma?
We've been watching it quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, I think you got to go SEC. I'm not, you know, particularly fond of either team, but talk about two hot teams as far as bats right now. Both teams have been very hot. I think both teams went undefeated through Omaha. So, you know, that's great. So glad to see it. I was just reading where we had two brothers play for the first time. With the Branch Brothers from Texas. Did you guys talk about that?
No, we haven't.
Colby played
pretty cool.
Colby Branch from Texas played shortstop for Georgia. His brother Kyle played second base for Oklahoma. And I was kind of surprised. That's the first time the two brothers have ever played against each other in Omaha. It's happened, you know, in the major leagues and everything. Colby actually hit a home run at his final college at bat. And got to run past his brother on second base with his home run.
How crazy to be on opposite teams in the College World Series and look across to your brother. Certainly some proud parents there.
For sure. Somebody told me about their jersey. Did you see what the parents are wearing? It's a jersey with buttons, and half of it is.
I love that. Roger, did you find Bertha Butt?
I'd never heard of this song before. For us to have this in our system,
I'm with you. Are you kidding me?
But not some of the other stuff. I can't find.
I can't believe this is in
there. I couldn't find "Long and Winding Road" by the Beatles, but I could find this. Bum 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 bum. Why haven't we played this before?
It's almost a chainsaw. I can't believe I remembered it.
Body was jumping when breath took off a hustle.
Never heard of it.
How about that?
The whistles were blowing.
Let's see if it gets to the hook.
Everybody did the bump.
Bertha Butt.
But all the time, Bertha had been working on a goodie.
By the Jimmy Castor now Bunch. Folks call it
the Bertha Butt Boogie.
The Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt did her goodie.
That could be
it.
Question. You know what? I don't even think I've ever smoked dope today.
I can't believe I'm stunned that I remember that, Melinda.
I'm stunned. And then Melinda with her potty mouth to say the B word. Yes.
I can't believe I remember Bertha. There was a song, Bertha Butt. How about that?
I can't either. I can't either.
But
we'll have to check. I think it was a pretty big hit.
I think it was, too.
I remember having that on the radio.
I
think it was, too. I think it was late 70s, right? Late 70s, Melinda? I think it was.
I think so. That sounds about right.
Are you watching the World Cup?
I'm trying. I'll say. So I'm watching this guy on Instagram who's a big soccer fan, lives over in Nashville, and he's been putting out, no question is too stupid about soccer. Ask me any question you want and we'll explain it, because he's trying to recruit fans. So I've been watching him, learning some of the rules, kind of learning the groups of four countries and how all that works. So I watch it, and I mean, these stadiums are packed, and there's so much hype and excitement, and they do the national anthems, and you're like, this is going to be great. And then they start playing, and it's just like a bunch of guys running around for an hour and a half, like, where? Nothing's happening. So I'm giving it my best. I'm trying. I'll watch the USA play.
Saw some video last night that they were having trouble in Dallas at some of the bars. It's just the crowds from Europe, man, especially those English fans, you know, they get rowdy. They're singing, they're, you know, standing up. I mean, it's, you know, and NFL fans are passionate, but they're not like these soccer fans. I mean, no, not even close.
Not even close.
I don't think so.
How many years did we hear about them burning down their own stadium at
times? Oh, yeah, yeah.
While the game's going on.
Roger, this is Paul McCartney, who's 84 today. Melinda, on that, will you please thank your fine sponsor?
Oh, absolutely. Got to thank Sanders Ground. They're watching all of these rain chances that are coming back into the forecast over the next few days to be sure that they time their workout perfectly so that it works the best for your green lawn, and they will absolutely take care of you. Kyle and Kent are the best in the business. Local guys, local family for 25 years. Everybody asks me if I'm out and about, are they really that good? And I say, yes. Just give them a try. Get that free estimate. It's absolutely free, and they'll tell you what it'll cost. And they're competitive with the big chains, but they'll do a better job, I promise you. Yeah. So 315-9395 or SandersGround.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Melinda.
Thanks,
have a great
Melinda.
Weekend.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Go Hogs.
I
haven't heard a chainsaw in so long.
Mom.
convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holtz, and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The Lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two Lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play Lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Join the zone this Friday with Justin and Phil, broadcasting live from UAMS Health Ortho Now, the walk-in orthopedic clinic located inside the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital on the UAMS campus in Little Rock. Ortho Now provides fast, expert care for orthopedic injuries with no appointment required. The Zone, starting at 10 at UAMS Health Ortho Now, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
Oh, great song.
1968.
Simon and Garfunkel, number one. 854, got a short segment here. We'll come back and play a little Factor Crap. What are we playing for, Christian?
Let me look.
Okay. By the way, U.S. Open is underway. Looks like Roger, I think they've gone through about four holes. I don't see anybody. I see Koepka, who's even after one.
Yeah.
I don't recognize some of the other names. No. Somebody's under two. McDowell is the leader at two under.
Harrington's under there, two. Yeah, with two.
Overcast day.
Even Harrington's.
Of course, that looked too tough to me. Roger, we mentioned Paul McCartney, 84 today. Blake Shelton, 50 years old. Lou Brock, the great Lou Brock, having a birthday today.
Oh, way to go, Lou. Arkansas.
Richard Boone.
Richard Boone, yes. A great actor, Have Gun, Will Travel.
Big Jake.
Big Jake. He was a bad guy in Big Jake. He was a bad guy in The Shootist with John Wayne's last movie.
On this day, Roger, back in 2000, Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open by how many strokes at Pebble Beach?
Say it again. How many?
Said, in the year 2000, Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach.
11 strokes.
Not a bad guess. You want to take a shot, Christian? You may be busy.
Well, that wasn't a bad guess. I'll go 12.
15. Okay. 15 strokes. I mean, is that not crazy? That was a record, which I don't know if anybody's
and
ever.
Because of that, and because of his off the field antics and things like that, you could not, without some sort of hesitation, put him in that top names like Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, you know, things like that. When you said that, because of he just wasn't able to achieve what he did achieve, the first billionaire athlete, but you know,
almost as big, almost as significant as that win on this day in 2004, Dodgeball. Came out to the movie theater. A true underdog story.
Dodge.
Yes.
Dip. Duck. Dive.
Yeah. What is it? Say it again.
Dodge. Dip. Duck. Dive. And dodge.
And dodge. You can't throw it. If you can't dodge a ball, you can't dodge a wrench. Right.
Is that
the other one? You had Blaze.
Ben Stiller was so good.
What was her name? His name was White. What would he call it? What was it? Blaze.
I love when he tried.
Blazer.
Yeah. I love when he would try to do like a saying. He tried to. It would just fall flat.
Such a terrible thing.
It was also on this day, Roger, that the Beastie Boys' Three Communication came out. That was their album. I'm not a big Beastie Boys fan, but song would you know?
I wouldn't.
You know, Christian. No, there's one song I only know.
On their show, right?
I don't know.
Don't they used to do that?
I don't know. You know what song I'm thinking of, Christian?
No Sleep Till Brooklyn?
That's not
or
it.
Or are you thinking Sabotage?
Sabotage, yeah.
Do they do the Christmas song that they used to play?
I think they do. I think they do.
Do they do that? What is that?
I think they do.
Is it a Beastie Boys song?
Are you thinking Run DMC? Potentially?
No. I was thinking there was. Yeah, I think you're right, Roger. I was thinking there was some.
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
Compton, not Compton. It was downtown New York.
Yeah, something in Boston. It's Christmas in Harlem. What's your name?
Christmas Time in Hollis is Run DMC.
No, that's Run DMC.
Wow.
Okay, well, excuse us for living.
Also, Fleetwood Mac's Dreams came out to number one.
Saw that.
Yeah.
I have that.
That was a big album.
What is going on?
Whoa. That's Dreams. Just good music right there. Wow, we got all kinds of things. Oh, we're going to come back and play Fact or Crap. I need a contestant. We'll find out what you're going to win. Right, Christian?
Yeah.
Don't go away. 9 o'clock.
Don't worry, we don't understand ourselves either. 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in